welcome to the You Stop You podcast, the show designed to fortify your mindset and empower your life. I'm your host, Scott Rasmussen. In today's episode, we'll talk about, do you have anxiety, stress, or a mental health issue? Read a book. That's all next. So here we go. That's quite the title for this week's podcast, but it's just so true. To stay healthy mentally, medical professionals are now suggesting that you read a book. There's an article this week in the Deseret News that talks about the importance of this. I'll read a brief snippet from this. Bibliotherapist Ella Berthoud compared literature with other art forms, saying reading gives the brain more of an escape than listening to music, going to an art gallery, or watching a movie. She told the BBC that with a film or TV show, you're given the visuals, whereas with a novel, you're inventing them yourself. So it's actually much more powerful, a much more powerful event because you're actually involved. That's just groundbreaking to me, I think. I think we're starting to understand that maybe things that used to be a pastime, a very common pastime for much of America, reading books. I know it seems has taken a back seat to all the many different forms of entertainment that we can literally just have in our hand on our phones. But that literally sitting down just with an old school book and reading it is just having powerful effects, and it's helping us mentally. I believe that we all read books for many different reasons, and it's going to be difficult maybe sometimes to try to figure out, well, what book should I read if I want to read a book? Because it is something that's fun. I remember when I was growing up, I started to read the Lord of the Rings trilogy. And when I purchased the first book, I believe I sat down and just read the first 40 pages in an hour or two or whatever it was. And it's just like devouring the book, right? You just can't get enough of it. And I think that says a lot, as it keeps you intellectually challenged, and you're growing and you're in the book and you're trying to picture in your mind exactly what's happening. So these are powerful things that are happening. They mention also that complicated books or contemporary poetry, religious texts, or anything that increases the ability to empathize will increase connection to other people. That connection, in turn, is correlated to increased mental well-being. So if you think about, so maybe you're saying to yourself or thinking to yourself, well, I'll just read the newspaper, or I'll just scroll through TikTok or Facebook or whatever my news feed is. It's just not the same. That's basically what they're saying, is it's just not the same, because you're not exactly increasing connections with people like the way you would if you were diving into a complicated book or some awesome poetry or a religious text. So that's the challenge for this week, is to pick some books that you can read that will not only be stimulating to you, but will help you mentally to become stronger and to help you overcome your anxiety and stress that you might be experiencing. I'll mention three books that I've read or am reading now currently that have been powerful for me. The first one is, it's a small book. It's only 127 pages long, but the pages, if you look at the text on each page, it's about the size of a 3x5 card. So we're talking very small book, a quick read. You can definitely do it in probably less than an hour or two. And it's called Jonathan Livingston Seagull. It's a book by Richard Bach. That's B-A-C-H. And it's a story of a seagull named Jonathan Livingston, who's determined to be more than just an ordinary bird. He seeks to perfect his flying skills and break free from the limitations of his flock. And then through his journey, he learns about the power of self-discovery and the pursuit of personal excellence. It's a powerful book. I love it. I've read it multiple times. I always look at it and it's sitting in my library, and I think I should read that again because it's just so powerful. The second book, the one I'm reading right now, I'm about halfway through, is called The Fred Factor. It's a story of a postal carrier who cares like no one else, serves like no one else, and knows that his job is like nothing else, and how he makes it a big difference, not only in his own life, but in the lives of others. So it's a powerful book. It's 112 pages long. The pages are about 5 by 8 inches. So another really quick read. I love what I've read so far. Just the awesome attitude, I guess, is the first thing that pops out that he has, just in a daily job that might be a little bit of drudgery. If you look at it from like 100 feet up, you're just a postal carrier, but it's amazing what he does. So I highly recommend that. And then, the third one is just the scriptures. So obviously the scriptures they're powerful tools, right? You can get closer to God. You can learn from the stories of others. You can get inspired. These are things that are going to help you to have strength and power that you need in your life. Definitely a great way to overcome anxiety, stress, and to help you have a better mental outlook. So those are the three books that I would recommend. And your books might be different, but the main takeaway from this week is get into reading. Find a book, even if it's a small book, and see what that can do to refocus your life and give you the additional help that you need. And just go back to reading for a minute, a good old paperback, and see what your life's like. So until next week, be unstoppable.